morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our all-age worship service on this, the sixth Sunday of Easter. It's also the bank holiday weekend, and you're all very welcome as we come together. It's a particular joy to welcome Rebecca Wilson, a diocesan organ scholar, who is playing the organ this morning. And we do thank you, Rebecca, for being with us, and we're most grateful. You will really earn your coffee, which will be after this service at the back of the church. And do please talk to Rebecca as she joins us to share in the fellowship. I want to thank all those of you for your patience this morning as we continue our marathon work through the GDPR, the Data Protection Regulations. We're trying to do this efficiently and cost-effectively by not using stamps. And for those of you who are filling up your forms as you came in, thank you very much indeed for your help this morning. It is very much appreciated. This is a very big task, and it's important that we comply with the new regulations which are about to come into force on the 25th of May. I do want to thank Karen Patterson, our parish administrator, for all her extraordinary hard work in simplifying this process for us as best she can. I do believe she's done an outstanding job, and your help and your support with this is greatly appreciated. We follow the order of service as before you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, through which we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the forgive thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone, be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth. We sing hymn number 581, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Oh,
collect for today, the sixth Sunday of Easter, also known as Rogation Sunday. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that, as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants because I have never, because the servant does know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another.
We sing hymn number 325, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Tomorrow morning, the marathon will take place in Belfast, and many of you will perhaps be participating in it, or even alongside offering support to those who are participating. 2 years ago, Charles was taking part in a relay of the marathon. And he had to be in a certain spot at a certain time And the instruction was, don't be late, because the person coming in with the bat on was to hand it over. The trouble was, I didn't know exactly where this X marked the spot was. So, after the evening service on the Sunday night, I set off into the Diocese of Connor to find this pavement corner up beyond the Crumlin Road Jail. And there I was driving around late on the Sunday night trying to find the spot. And do you know, I found it. I thought, this is great. This is a very easy commute from the rectory to this corner pavement stone up beyond the old Crumlin Road Jail. Came home really happy, found this, Charles, good news, I know where you have to be. Went to bed, got up the next morning, got Charles, and we headed off. And there I was, retracing all my steps to get back to this corner pavement stone in the Diocese of Connor. All was going very well, but all was going terribly well, until we were getting within about a mile of the place. Then what happened? Road closed. Diversion. Hadn't quite filtered this into the equation. So, Charles, don't worry, we can go this way and then we'll be here. Came around another route. Road closed. Diversion. Marathon. Well, I knew it was the marathon. Didn't need to be told that. So, Charles, we're okay, we got the time. We can go around this way and this will get us in. Thinking, third time lucky, yes? No. Road closed. Round. So right back to square one, we now start going around in toward the city centre where the marathon has all passed and the roads are reopening and we get round that way. No. Didn't help when one of the teachers from Campbell helping with this part of the relay rang in the car, Charles, where are you? And I couldn't leapfrog on top of all the cars in front of me. So, Charles came up with a wonderful idea. He abandoned me in the traffic in the centre of Belfast and he started running the marathon about 3 miles before he had to start. And he got there. It was always a bit late, but he got there. Fresh thinking, used initiative, there's always a way forward, and I was left stuck in the traffic for an age. But at least Charles was on his way. How often we encounter situations like that. We prepare well, whatever it might be, a job interview, a practical task, a journey we have to do, and we think we have it all stuffed, and then something unexpected happens, and we're thrown completely off course. I'm sure we can all empathise with that in one way or another. And what do we do? Well, the stress levels change to go from first to sixth gear in one seismic change. And rationale tends to go out the window. And we panic and we stress and we get exasperated and we can lose all sight of proportions. But Jesus, throughout his ministry, was very focused on people. The individual matters. And that sometimes is where we get it wrong. The emphasis can be on things that don't really matter, whereas it should be on people and on Jesus. What would Jesus do? Well, losing the head of quite going to do it, is it? Jesus offers a wonderful way of companionship, of friendship and support to guide us through, no matter what. That's very easy, but always going well, the sun is shining, of course, that's wonderful. But what happens in those more challenging times when there are difficulties, our stresses, our strains? What then about friendship and people and Jesus and our faith? In our reading today, Jesus gave a wonderful compliment. He was not going to call people servants, Because that is hierarchical. A master and servant, and those who look down on servants, servants looking up to a master. Jesus calls those who are with him, and those who he is inviting to be part of his work and ministry, he calls them friends. What a wonderful description. Friends. And when we are friends, what do? We tend to look after them, we tend to care for them, and we tend to go the extra mile for them, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation. How often it can be said, a true friend is one who will be with you through thick and thin. And isn't that what Jesus offers to all of us, in his risen power, to be with us through the thick and thin. So there really is no need to throw the toys out of the pram and lose the head when things go wrong. Because Jesus, as our friend, is there with us to sustain us, to help us, to guide us, and to direct us, if only we would friend him and welcome him into our group of friends and to form a relationship with him. Because for friends, that sense of relationship grows and develops through hard work on both sides. It can't all be one way. It has to be a two-way partnership, a two-way connection. But the question is, where are we on the return aspect of that relationship? Jesus is there, as we heard in our reading, as our friend because he loves us. What is our return on that? What do we do with his friendship? Do we allow that friendship to grow and develop, to mature, to help us no matter what? Or do we just simply ignore and carry on? Jesus is offering friendship, as we heard in that reading. Let now accept the friendship of Christ, and let us bring him with us in every aspect of our lives. And you know, time with us through and reflection and here in church will go a long way to help us through the good times, yes, but also the more challenging times. May our faith and the friendship of Christ continue to grow and develop through our effort and our response, because Jesus himself has made the initiative. Now there is a response. I hope it will be an affirmative one, and we will say yes to the friendship of Jesus. Charles ran the marathon, did well, job accomplished. If you are running tomorrow, good luck. If you are supporting, good luck. Because one aspect of the marathon is this: it brings all of the community together, irrespective of religion, our tradition, our background, all together as one, supporting those who are running. What a wonderful testimony that is of friendship, of togetherness, and of support. So tomorrow, hopefully, will go very well, but let's take that model and live it out in our own lives. Amen. Just by now going to come and to sing their anthem, "Thank You, Lord, for This Fine Day." Numbers, I know, are a bit lower today because of the bank holiday, and let's give the children great encouragement as they come up the front of the church to sing their anthem. Well done to all those young children. Fantastic singing, and to Joyce we say thank you for all the conducting. We stand now for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things? Do you believe and trust in His Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world? Do you believe and trust in His Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you for a cozy bed to sleep in every night. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the food we eat. It really keeps us right. Thank you for cats and dogs and all the animals we love. Thank you for the sun, the sea, and the sky up high above. Thank you for our family, our fathers, and our mothers. And even though we fight sometimes, thanks for sisters and brothers.
Thank you for our homes where we like to spend our time. Thank you for all the modern technology. I'm so lucky that it's mine. Thank you for the firemen, the doctors and nurses too. Thank you for our schools and all the learning and care. But most of all, we thank you for all your love and care. We know that whatever happens for us, you'll always be there.
Amen. Following the prayers, we say together, Heavenly
Father, we thank you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers,
and all who give of their time and talents to lead the parish organization. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, and together with you, Thursday, both word and deed, during the opportunities and challenges of this new week.
We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Savior Jesus Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Throughout this academic year, our parish organizations have been working hard to raise funds for the Church Refurbishment Fund. Those leaders who are with us, or those members of organizations who are with us, are welcome to bring the results of their fundraising efforts on a piece of paper or an envelope up behind the collectors up to the sanctuary during the offertory hymn. Hymn number 252, Alleluia, Alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. These are our gifts, and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. So we pray that all that we have expressed and experienced in church this morning may be reflected in the way we live our lives as we go back out into the community. Together we say, be with us, Lord, as we go out with the earth. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick and suffering at this time, especially for those known to us, and in particular, we pray for Cheryl Graham, her husband Kevin, and all their family. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick and suffering. Help them to know your love, that they may seek strength from you, and peace and healing in your presence, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. The recession of hymn number 627, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Thank you.
Go in the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.